Blog Talk Radio.
And all access all inclusive.
Welcome back. It's the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Omar Shant, and it is Combine Week. At the end of the week, everyone's going to be going down to Indianapolis, Indiana, heading to the NFL Scouting Combine. The NFL Draft Bible will be there in force, bringing you up to date on location pieces. Right now, we're involved with the Player Spotlight shows. You can go daily to the NFLDraftBible.com. There you can listen and podcast and listen, repeat them, do whatever you'd like to do with many of the interviews that are played, and they're on the website now. But tonight, we're being joined with Armand Robinson, the Miami Redhawks wide receiver. He was second-team All-MAC, over 1,000 yards, over 90 receptions. And Miami Redhawks, they were also the MAC champions this past year. They beat Northern Illinois in the title game, and then they went on to take on Middle Tennessee State in the GoDaddy Bowl, and they were victorious, I believe, 35-21 in that game as well. So a very successful season for the Miami Redhawks, and Coach Mike Hayward, he got the honor of stepping up to the Big East, and he took over the Pitt program, but things didn't work out. He was released after that for some things stemming from some altercations. And they hired their new coach, Dan Treadwell. He takes over for the Miami Redhawks. But once again, we're chasing Armand Robinson, the wide receiver from the Miami Redhawks. In other news, the CBA, things seem to be going very well between the NFL owners and the NFLPA. This is the fifth day of negotiations between both sides. I think both sides are moving in a positive direction. And only it was a few weeks ago when the sides, stopped talking, and a lot thought this would be a very hard-fought battle. But at least at this standpoint, everyone looking at it and the things that you're hearing coming out of these negotiations, that things are on the right path. And hopefully by March 4th, a new CBA is in place. Because, guys, it's not so much everything else leading up after March 4th. It's all the fun in between now and the time that the season rolls around. I mean, you have, you got the NFL draft, but you got free agents. Where these guys might stand. All the fun stuff. I'm on. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hello?
How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, man. Welcome to the show. Congratulations on that MAC title. That had to be a great feeling. Share with the listeners, you get to school. I think everyone, that's what you're focusing on is winning a title like that. What was it like? Take us through the season.
Well, since I was at Miami for, every year, pretty much didn't really have a good year until my senior season. I think it all started from, in the summertime, the teammates really bonded, and we were kind of sick of losing, the past 3 or 4 years. And me and my senior class, we went 0-2-10, 1-11, and, we were kind of sick of a lot of guys, we put a lot of hard work in the summertime, kind of bonded, and it kind of paid off, throughout the season. I mean, every game, a lot of games were nail biters, but, I think that hard work that we, put in the summertime really helped us to have the edge in the end and have a successful season.
Yeah, and those nail biters, I was there the night you guys took on Akron in Akron, and that was a very close game. I mean, how big did you guys not want to be the team that gave Akron their first win, especially not only would you have gave them their first win, but you would have definitely ruined maybe some of the things that you guys had in store for yourselves.
Yeah, I don't think, it wasn't about feeling bad. I mean, feeling disgusted that we, would lose to Akron. Akron's a good team. But I think it was more importantly, we needed that win to ensure us, that we are staying on track to winning them, get a chance to go to the MAC championship and winning the MAC championship.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I saw that you're you grew up in Reynoldsburg, Ohio? Yeah, I was curious.
Yeah.
I believe Roosevelt Nix, the Kent State defensive tackle, he's from Reynoldsburg. Did you guys ever see each other growing up or play against each other in high school or anything like that?
No, honestly, I just met him this year. I just learned about him this year because when I was a senior, he wasn't even in high school yet. So I didn't really know of him until this year. And he's a great player. I mean, he's the defensive player of the year in the MAC. And, it's pretty cool to have another guy from high school, go out there and tear it up out there on the field. So.
Oh, definitely, yes. It's Armand Robinson, the Miami Redhawk wide receiver, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football. Remember, tonight at 6:30 on Blog Talk Radio, you can hear On the Clock of the Buffalo Bills. It's the draft guys breaking down what the Bills look to do with the 2011 NFL Draft. Martin, I mean, you had I wanted to tease you a little bit. You think you could have stepped it up against Northern Illinois? You only had 14 catches for 176 yards and a touchdown. I mean, was that like a dream come true game?
Yeah, you know, it definitely was a dream come true first of all, to win a MAC championship. You know, my last game, what I thought was my last game, to win the MAC championship, and then, you know, just to have a great game and contribute as much as possible to winning that. So, you know, it was a great feeling, and I'm still living in it, so.
I mean, you had 94 catches, over 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns. I mean, the game plan going into that title game against Northern Illinois, I mean, were you supposed to be the focal point of the offense? I mean, were they supposed to feed you the ball that much, or just kind of the way the game played out and things just fell into place?
You know, I think that's just the way the game fell into place. Northern Illinois was giving us some things that, you know, we really liked, and that's just how it happened, you know. We were able to pass the ball really well on them and run the ball on them really well on them, which is, you know, surprising because Northern Illinois, they had a great defense and a great team. It was a great game, and, you know, I'm glad that it turned out the way it did, but, you know, that I had 14 catches, 176 yards, so.
Yeah, those are like technical numbers. They're so crazy. You have to even give them a double take. I mean, you know, your college career is over. You get that phone call from an agent, you know, or it might have been, you know, obviously before the season was over, but you get that call from an agent. What's it like getting that phone call, you know, knowing that you're on the NFL radar and things, you know, the NFL is on the horizon?
It's really, really cool. It's a really cool experience so far. And, it's not there just yet, but it's really, you know, I've really been blessed and fortunate to be in this position to make my dreams come true. So, like I said, you know, it feels great. I just got to keep working hard and, you know, hope things fall into place for me.
And in terms of working hard, are you working at any facility, kind of getting ready for pro day and all that stuff?
Yep. Got at Cincinnati currently, training at Ignition, training facility.
Yeah, so, you were 10.
Yep, 10, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I know Ted. They definitely know what they're doing at Ignition. I think I respect those guys, and you're definitely in good hands out there. I'm on there definitely. When did you arrive down there? Right after the GoDaddy Bowl?
Yeah, soon after the GoDaddy Bowl. So I wanted to get down here, get started, and get the stuff rolling. So.
Nice. And I asked the guys, I mean, do you catch yourself taking a double stare when you walk past the mirror, seeing the transformation of the body?
Yeah. I think I'm in good company. You know, they do a really good job down here in Cincinnati, and you can really see guys transform into, you know, great players ready to play in the NFL. So.
Yeah, it's a neat experience. Could you imagine yourself getting that much physically fit? I mean, you're at a big-time program in college, you're a football player, you work out every day, and then you would arrive at a place like this and they just take it to another level. And we just lost our mob. We'll get him back on. We just lost his call. See if we can get him back on. But in the meantime, we're talking about the CBA negotiations and what are going on between the NFL and the CBA. And I think it's all the stuff in between, your free agency. And I think that's such an exciting time. And that's something I think, we miss, as we move forward towards the combine and the NFL draft. It's that in between of where these guys might sign. And then on the other turn side of things, I mean, if the CBA doesn't go through and whatever happens, it's going to be interesting to see what will happen with free agency and the NFL draft, because so much is made of these guys being signed, and then they get signed, and that kind of takes the direction of what you do come draft day. I mean, there's some names out there like a Vince Young. If the Minnesota Vikings go after a guy like Vince Young, do they bother taking a quarterback at all? I mean, or do they kind of just stay status quo? And those are the interesting things, and those are some of the things I'm curious to see as this plays out. So hopefully the NFL and the owners, or the NFLPA and the owners, find common ground, and they get this thing settled by March 4th so we can have football with no strings attached and just go through the process as we're used to. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand, here on the NFL Draft Bible. And Mr. Robinson somehow got disconnected from us, but we're still live going. Remember, every Thursday night here on Blog Talk Radio, powered by All Access Football, you can listen to the Draft Digest Show with Dan Mulroney, that's breaking down the draft, a full hour of draft talk, bringing you up to date on the latest draft news and which draft guys you should be following as your team gets ready to draft in 2011. Also, tonight on the clock, the Buffalo Bills, a couple special guests will be having on the show, some beat writers who cover the Bills, over 20 years experience. These guys are going to be coming on, telling you what you need to know about the Buffalo Bills. Armand, we lost you. You back, my man?
Yeah, sorry about that. My phone, I don't know what happened. I was at a gym right and lost the signal.
You're good. You know, I'm curious, all the guys that come on the show, I always ask them, I mean, if we put you in an NFL uniform right now, who are you going to remind us the most that's already playing on Sundays?
I don't know. I don't ever think about that. I really don't know. There's a couple of receivers that I really like, though, and I try to, emulate. One of my favorite receivers is Anquan Boldin. You know, I like the bigger receivers who are physical.
Oh, yeah.
And run good routes and, can also be a vertical threat. So.
Yeah, Bolden's a great choice. I love. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys like Anquan Boldin. I like guys who also are, maybe not the number one receiver, but they contribute, like guys like a Wes Walker.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Guys who run really good routes. So, I watch guys and I try to emulate them. And those are two guys I really respect and like their game. So.
Excellent. And looking at your game, I mean, when scouts break down film of you, I mean, are they going to like – what one thing are they going to kind of like about you the most? What stands out, at least in your mind, about your game?
I think, I'm a good route runner, we really had a good passing our passing coordinator and offensive coordinator, receivers coach at Miami, Coach Alex Wood and Coach Morris Watts. And they were all about, Coach Wood worked in the NFL, so he brought some of the ideas and things that they do in the NFL to Miami. It really worked for me, timing and getting in out of your cuts, running good routes, precise precision. And I think that's something that I pride myself on.
Yeah, well, definitely. You know what? I mean, that's a great thing to say because, I mean, route running is so important at the next level. I mean, a lot of kids can do a lot of different things, but, I mean, that route running is key, and it's so vital, especially as a young player, entering the NFL. That route running is that's definitely one to hang your hat on. Armand, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. I call it sweeping the corners just to get some fun dirt on you, just some goofy stuff. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. If you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, which female celebrity would you like to take?
Right now, I would say probably Kim Kardashian.
There you go. Very nice. And what was your biggest surprise in college? I mean, what was something that came through college, either it could have been just as a student or an athlete? What was the biggest surprise that you now it's over and done with? What was your biggest surprise?
You mean transitioning from high school to college?
Yeah.
Big surprise. I would say with football, just the speed and, how everybody was good. When I first got in, I wasn't accustomed to the speed of the game, and it changes from each level, from high school to college, and then to college to the NFL. You have to be ready for that transition. So I think that was one of the biggest surprises when I first got into camp my freshman year.
Nice, nice. And if you're on America's Got Talent, what other talent besides being a great football player? Do you do anything else particularly well?
I used to play the trumpet. I played the trumpet pretty well.
All right. Very nice.
Yeah. So.
And if you could be either profession, would you be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
My friends would tease me and probably say I'd be a runway model. I don't really sing, so I'd probably take that runway model route.
Excellent. And why would your buddy say that? I mean, what do you do to give them the impression of the male runway model?
Well, I have low body fat, so, you know, a lot of my friends like to make fun of me about my abs. They make any abs actually down here at Ignition. So we had a photographer come in and take pictures, and, you know, they make fun of me and say I want to be a model, so.
Well, you know, Armand, I think that's probably them making fun of you and them being a little bit jealous of you, too. I think every guy wishes they had probably the six-pack that you probably have. So if you get the nickname Abs, you're definitely doing things in the right direction. So that's a good nickname. It's better than to be called Flabs. You'd rather be called Abs than Flabs. How's that sound?
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
Excellent. Well, hey, Armand, we appreciate you coming on. We'd love to get you back after Pro Day and, you know, touch base with you and just follow you as you make your path towards the draft.
Okay, sure. I'll definitely be available to talk to you.
All right. Hey, and tell Ted down there Ignition the boat said hi.
Okay, I will.
All right. That is Armand Robinson, the wide receiver from the Miami Redhawks. They were the MAC champions this past season, and one talented player for the Redhawks was Armand. 94 catches, 1,062 yards, 6 TDs, and what a game this kid had in the title game of the MAC Conference Championship against Northern Illinois. He pushed together 14 catches for 176 yards and 1 touchdown. That's stuff that you keep in the back pocket and you think about all the time. I'm just your host, Bo Marchant. Thanks for listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Remember, tonight at 6:30 is on the clock, Buffalo Bills. You don't want to miss that show. It's breaking down the latest of what the Buffalo Bills look to do as they get ready for the NFL Draft Combine Week. It's a great week of football. Remember, stay tuned to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Shows. Make sure you go to the site. You can listen to those shows and stay up to date on all that's going on in the world of football.